Anchor.fm.
This is KBOO Portland, listener-powered, non-corporate community radio.
Don't worry. I won't hurt you. I only want you to have some fun.
Dearly beloved,
oh yeah, come ride and dance with Diablo all over Portland as we celebrate Prince's birthday on Thursday, June 7th at 8 p.m. with a mobile bicycle dance party. We'll be rocking Pedalpalooza and dropping the Prince jams all night long with frequent dance stops. Once again, that's Prince's birthday bike ride celebration, Thursday, June 7th at 8 p.m. For more information on the KB website under Community Events.
To you, the 9-to-5-er, just making your way home. To you, the all-night driver, out in your cab alone. To you, waiting for lunch break, as the minutes drag so slow. Take courage, turn the volume up, it's Labor Radio.
Holla! Good evening and welcome to the Oregon Coalition of Black Trade Unionists segment of Labor Radio on KBOO. Please excuse me just a moment. And highlighting the works of the working class, by the working class, for the working class here on KBOO 90.7 FM, where the heart of the community comes alive 7 days a week. KBOO just recently finished their spring pledge drive. If you missed out, you can still pitch in at their website at www.kboo.fm. We know how the labor community counts on this station, and we appreciate their ongoing support, as well as the platform that KBOO provides for us, so that we may continue to keep you, the community, in the know on the issues that are important to you, your families, and your communities. Please consider donating to this special station through their website, kboo.fm. My name is Deborah Hall, and I am a member of the American Federation of Teachers Local 3922 and the current Secretary-Treasurer of the Oregon Coalition of Black Trade Unionists. As usual, we are joined by...
Hi, I'm Dr. Audrey Terrell. I'm from the retired staff of the UAW International Staff in Detroit. And I'm also currently the Vice President of the Oregon Coalition of Black Trade Union and President of the Dr. Audrey Terrell Institute.
Tonight, our segment is a continuation of last month regarding the 13th annual Charles Drew Blood and Sickle Cell Anemia. Our guests from the American Red Cross are Charlotta Malone, please excuse me, folks, and from the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, IBEW Local 48, and Sigma Gamma Rho Sorority, Donna Hammond. I'd like to thank our guests for their time and information tonight and welcome you to the show.
Hi.
Hello.
Before we get into our segment, I'd like to remind folks briefly about the Oregon Coalition of Black Trade Unionists. We are an international organization. We have 42 chapters throughout the United States and Canada. Oregon is located in Region 10, which includes Washington State, Nevada, North and Southern California. Annual membership dues begin at $45 per year. We are affiliated with the Oregon and the National American Federation of Labor, Congress, and International Organizations, AFL-CIO. And our mission is to bridge the gap between the Black community and organized labor. As I stated earlier, our segment tonight is about the 13th annual Charles Drew Community Blood Drive, and we are joined by Ms. Charlotta Malone from the American Red Cross and Donna Hammond with the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, IBEW, Local 48, and the Sigma Gamma Rho Sorority. Welcome, guest.
Thank you.
All right. And so, Charlotta, I'd like to start with the American Red Cross. As this is starting your marks the 13th year of the Charles Drew Community Blood Drive, can you please remind our listeners the datum of the drive, how they can sign up, and where it will be taking place?
I sure can. It's going to be at the American Red Cross, The address there is 3131 North Vancouver Avenue, and that's Portland, Oregon, 97227. It's going to be on Saturday, June 16th, from 7:30 a.m. until 1 p.m. You can either go online to redcrossblood.org, or you can call me personally at 503-528-5582 to schedule time to donate.
Hi, well, this is Dr. Terrell. I just want to ask you a couple of questions about this drive. CBTU has been actively involved, and we really enjoy being there. One question is, can you talk to our listeners about some of the benefits of donating blood during this drive?
Yes, I can. You have an opportunity to save up to three lives with one blood donation. Not only just save three lives, but anyone who has sickle cell anemia, as most people know, that is something that is affected by the African-American community. So when we do a blood drive like this, we give that blood supply to the hospitals mm-hmm. that help those sickle cell patients that come in for blood transfusions.
Okay, what are some of the goals for this year's donation?
Our goal this year is we'd like to sign up 125 people to actually come in to donate. And of that 125, we'd like to get 100 units collected. Because sometimes people come in to donate and they're deferred for whatever reason, whether it's iron, whether it might be medication you're taking, or you visited a country that, you know what I mean, prevents you from donating and you have to wait a year. So we have to sign up more in order to recruit that goal. So our goal is to get 100 collected units for this blood drive.
Okay, okay.
What are some information you think is important for our listeners to consider and to beware of, or some personal stories that we should be aware of in donating blood?
Well, you never know when you're going to need blood. I am a recipient myself, and I had to get blood just from having a baby. So you have cancer patients, you have people with sickle cell, but you never think you're going to need blood for going in and having and giving your greatest gift is to have a baby. And that happened to me. So I always want to let people know and educate them how important it is and why it's important to donate blood. So you have a lot of factors. The biggest component is sickle cell patients. Mm-hmm. Because if those patients don't get that blood that closely match coming from other African Americans, there are sickle cell patients that have been turned away at hospitals because the blood's not there. So this blood drive is very important. So that's why I try to maximize and get as many in to donate as we can so we can have that supply there mm-hmm. when they need to come in.
You know, the population is growing here in Portland. So there's even a greater need for blood donation because our population is just growth everywhere. People
yes.
are moving here for jobs of whatever reason. So that really is a great need for blood donation.
Yes,
and we
it
have
is.
It for those emergencies so people are not turned away.
That's true.
Who have sickle cell.
That's
so
true.
We really can appreciate you all doing this. So can you reiterate one more time when this is and how we can get in contact with you?
It's Saturday, June 16th. It's going to be from 7:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the American Red Cross Blood Donation Center, 3131 North Vancouver Avenue, and that's Portland, Oregon, 97227. You can either go online to redcrossblood.org to sign up to donate or call me personally at 503-528-5582.
Thank you. Thank you. We also have joining us from the IBEW48 and Sigma Gamma Rho Sorority, Donna Hammond. And Donna, can you talk to us a little bit about the involvement? First, about the union involvement, and then the sorority involvement.
So, thank you for allowing us to show up tonight. I am a member of IBEW, International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, and we have been involved in this drive, this blood drive, for over 10 years.
Awesome.
And with Sigma Gamma Rho, that I'm also a member of, we've been involved for over 2 years.
Nice.
And so what's really significant for us, I just recently reconnected with a young man who was an apprentice in our electrical program, and he shared with me that both of his daughters were sickle cell. And so, which struck me as odd, and so I went back to the most person, the most knowledgeable person that I know about sickle cell. So I contacted Charletta and said, you know, is this normal to have two children? And so I'd like if Charletta can speak to the statistics of having both of your children. And so anyway, so this is very personal for us now with IBEW. Mm-hmm. This year we have identified him as someone who is going to put a face, a local face to our drive. And so we're going to spotlight his story with he and his two daughters who are beautiful young women. I think they are they 8 and 11, I think. Mm-hmm. But anyway, Charletta can speak to that.
Yes.
Thank you.
And it is very rare. Usually someone that has sickle cell in the family, you may get one person in your family, then it skips generations, which meaning the grandfather, grandmother, mm-hmm. then their kids may not have it, but the grandkids may have it. So to have two, both his daughters, yeah. that are sickle cell, I mean, like, that's huge, and that's something that is very rare. So I can't imagine his struggle that he's gone through with not just one, but two daughters going through crises, being sick, going to the hospital. I mean, it's huge, because I can't imagine having one kid sick and then that one get well, then probably the next week. The other kid is sick, and we're back at the hospital, or sometimes the same time. So it is a rare, and I was glad that he was willing to be the face for this blood drive that's coming up, where we're going to feature him. And Natividad Lewis, who is our communications manager, did an interview with him where he gave some information and shared some pictures that mm-hmm. we're going to put out, you know, related to this blood drive, because it is important to put a face to important it is for you mm-hmm. to come out and donate.
Yes.
Because when you don't actually see it or you don't know someone, you don't know how important your blood donation is.
Exactly, exactly. And also in learning, as we've done the show and been involved with the blood drive, I was surprised to learn too, because you always hear that it's African Americans basically that are affected. And I was also surprised to learn that, you know, Asians in mm-hmm. little higher numbers also have. Mm-hmm. So it's not just Black people that are affected and have issues, and so it's up to us to, you know, to save our people,
right?
Yes. You know, to yes. save our people.
Yes. 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 Very important.
But like Charletta said, we never know when we may need.
That's so
exactly.
true.
Exactly.
And so to donate, every donation can save up to 3 lives.
That's amazing.
Again, I want to reiterate, our population is changing.
Yes.
Where it used to be a certain amount. We don't know who's coming in here.
That's true.
And another important thing that I know it's important to donate blood, all these catastrophes that's happening
yes.
around the
yes.
country,
yes.
thank God that we're having good weather. But if you just look at the weather across the country, beyond the fact of Hawaii.
Yes.
But wait a minute. Do we not have a volcano 30 miles from here?
Right.
That can erupt at any point.
Yes. No,
and Mount Hood.
That's right.
That can go at any point.
Yes.
Okay.
All I'm saying is that Portland, we have been yes. walking on thin ice.
Yes. yes.
But we need to be ready. So yes. have to, not only for sickle cell, getting blood for sickle cell, but be having blood ready, not only for the new population, for any tragedies that's occurring.
Right.
You hear the weather down in the Midwest. Oh, yes. my God, all the flooding and in Baltimore and all
that's
of that.
Very true.
People need, going to need blood.
Yes.
We can't line up to give blood then. It's kind of late. So I'm just saying, you're doing a very great thing on July the 16th, and I hope our listeners will be able to come out and volunteer. You prepare for war in time of peace. That's
yes.
a biblical theology.
Yes.
But we want to be ready for any situation that occurs. I noticed, too, Charletta, that you all have some great sponsors here.
Yes, we do.
I was just looking at your list of people, the Portland Observer. Shout out to them. Thank you for supporting the Charles Drew Blood Drive and Colas Construction and the Urban League of Portland.
Self-Enhancement.
Kaiser. Oh, God, you got a great list. SEI. And can you see the rest of these
yes.
on here?
I mean, Sisters for Life.
Oh, my God.
It's the Links.
The linked electrical workers, it's just great. It's just marvelous that we're all starting to realize what we need to do.
our sponsors are the one that make this drive happen. Mm-hmm. Each one of these sponsors that's listed on this flyer, if it wasn't for their dedication and hard work, this blood drive wouldn't happen. See, because you need help not just from within, but you need someone that's out there in the community.
Yes,
and
yes.
These are sponsors that are out there in the community dealing with people every day, whether it's through their fraternity, sorority, business, mm-hmm, organization, mm-hmm, or group. And they're the ones that do all the signing up of the donors. So if you belong to any of these organizations or you know someone that belongs to any of these organizations, contact, mm-hmm, them, sign up, or contact me personally.
Yes.
503-528-5582. I can sign you up as well, and you can let me know if you're part of any one of these organizations, and I'll make sure that they know you came to donate to support them. Mm-hmm. But it's really important. It's a community affair, and it's going to take all of us to make a difference.
Yes. Yes.
All right. And I'd like to remind our listeners, you are listening to the Oregon Coalition of Black Trade Unions segment of Labor Radio, highlighting the works of the working class, by the working class, for the working class, right here on KBOO, where the heart of the community comes alive 7 days a week. And thank you for joining us this month. We're having a discussion and show about sickle cell anemia and the annual Charles Drew Community Blood Drive being held on Saturday, June 16th, from 7:30 a.m. until 1 p.m. at the American Red Cross Portland Blood Donation Center, 3131 North Vancouver Avenue. And I'd like to remind you all, too, that we have guests in the studio with us this evening from the American Red Cross, Ms. Charlotte Malone, and then also from the IBEW 48 and Sigma Gamma Rho sorority, Ms. Donna Hammond. And so, also, can someone talk about just Dr. Charles Drew, who he was and what he did and why we should be supportive and proud?
Dr. Charles R. Drew was a pioneer in blood banking, among other things, but his work, to put it plain and simple, if he didn't do what he did, we wouldn't be transfusing medicine.
Mm. Wow.
American Red Cross,
mm-hmm,
I'd wonder where it would be.
Right.
We're a blood donation center, and it's because of his works that we are where we are. So that's why we honor this blood drive in behind him, just because of what he's done.
Yes.
And what he's done for the American Red Cross. I don't think enough people really know and understand how important this man and what he's done in history, you know what I mean, to make, mm-hmm, us be able to transfuse blood.
Right.
Collect blood. You're talking about a long time ago when no one knew what they were doing, and he decided to go in during World War, you know what I mean, 1, 2, and 3, and say, hey, we need to collect blood.
Mm-hmm.
We need to make sure that our soldiers have blood.
Right.
So when you fast forward now today to our military, that's why they're able, mm-hmm, to sustain when we get blood right there when they're hurt overseas, or if they step on a landmine, or mm-hmm, and they need to transfuse, mm-hmm, right away. It's because of what he's done.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing to think about. You know, part of our mission, too, as the Coalition of Black Trade Unions, is to be able to provide information to not only black union members, but to everyone. And, you know, what I've been learning in the past few years is the significance of the things that black people have done in,
yes,
contribution to this country is just simply phenomenal. Amazing. Mm-hmm. I mean, Charles Drew.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, you guys. This benefits every single person in the world.
Yes.
Now,
yes,
benefits because of this man, our family member.
Yes. Yes. Very and how proud. We tie it all in together is he pledged Omega Psi Phi fraternity.
Wow. Okay.
So what better way than to honor,
yes,
him, and then you enlist,
right,
the fraternities and sororities.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I want to reiterate, being a union sister, how proud I am that IBEW has stepped in here to represent.
Yes. That's, we're right, in the house.
You're in the house. And again, reiterate how the people that you've contacted to be a part of this, you know, and then it's, we're working people, but you don't, if you're sick and your blood level is not right, and you're going to suffer. And but thank you so much, Donna, for having IBEW here, being a part of this and representing all union brothers and sisters, because there may be a time we're going to need this blood.
Right. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say a special thank you to Donna. Donna is awesome. If I did not have Donna helping me with this blood drive, she goes all out and above. All our sponsors are great. Please don't take anything away from that. Mm-hmm. But Donna Hammond, she makes it happen.
Yeah, I've seen her in action.
She makes it happen. I've seen her in action on site on that day. I love that. Yes. And that's why I stay with this blood drive, and I know how important it is for us to continue this. It's sponsors
thank you,
like her.
Yep. Thank my you. Union sister.
She's on it. I watched her. I'm in action last year. She got her folks in there. She contacted folks who had signed up if they were late. I mean, she was serious. She was not playing on that day, and it was very impressive. And then also on that day, can you talk a little bit about some of the things that go on? Because I've sat there, and it's a lot of fun, you guys. It's a lot of fun.
Yes. We have a lot happening that day. We have soul line dancing in the atrium. You can come. That starts at 9:30. We have a discussion panel where we have Marsha Taylor, our executive director for the Sickle Cell Foundation. And then we will have the family that we talked about that's living with sickle cell, and they share their story, or a blood recipient that shares their story. We will have a scavenger hunt this year, which is the first time where we'll give out little prizes, and it'll be all related around the knowledge of blood donation. So it's a lot of fun. Come out. I mean, come out and help. Come out and represent. All of the sponsors are there the day of. They decorate their table to represent their group organization. Come out and mingle. We have vendors that will be there this year. So if you're interested in buying jewelry, or, you know what I mean, whatever they might be coming in and selling, I mean, it's just open. It's just a community affair.
Yes.
But,
wonderful.
But did I hear that Charles Drew might show up too?
So we're hoping to have what we call Charles R. Drew at our blood drive. And that's someone that just will wear a costume that, you know what I mean, represents Dr. Drew, and, you know, kind of go around and maybe answer some questions, and we'll give him that information. So we're hoping that this person is going to come through for us. Nice. Come on.
Can you hear us now?
Yes. Can you? I don't want to say his name, but I love you, Mark Daniel. we hope. So it'll be a lot of fun, though.
It's
so definitely come out.
You've been called out on the radio.
All right.
And so, Miss Audrey, any other questions for? You've always got some good questions.
Well, I always, you know, I'm excited about this because it's about the lives of people. You know, as union people, you think we'd be more concerned about jobs. Yes, we are, but we are an organization that's concerned about people and the well-being of people, elderly, children, minorities. Just the well-being, and we're actively, that's what I love about being in union, politically involved, what we should do. I mean, it's just, so this particular program that we've been involved in, the Coalition of Black Trade Union, since what, the past several years? I know, 5 or 6 years.
Yeah,
And I just want to say a special shout out to our president, Tina. Tina, she's not feeling well today, but she's got us involved in the community, and we certainly want to commend her efforts. We're just standing in for her. We hope you're feeling better, because we miss you.
We miss you.
And we love you, Tina.
Yes, we do. But she's got us involved in the community efforts, and this is what the union is about. You know, not just about working rights for people, but people working rights, but it's about the lives of children and whomever, and we support our, and whatever we can do to support your efforts. Our president has given us, okay, do whatever is necessary. We follow her lead.
Yes, we do.
And we're very thankful that you took the time out to come out and talk with us and continue to move. We will be there.
Yes.
We're going to have a table there, aren't we, Deborah?
Yes,
we're
going to
spread
we'll.
Up
yes,
and
we'll
we're
going to
be there.
Yes,
and
we will.
Can I add a piece?
Oh, please.
So, in recruiting folks to come out and donate, what I get a lot of response from people is, oh, I'm afraid of needles. I hear that so often. And I've had several people who I've promised that if you have an uncomfortable experience, it'll be on me. And they have they've shown up, and they found out that it wasn't anything like they thought it was going to be. It was really, we have some very good technicians, and I hope that Charlotta can, because we have really work to get some people who understand some of the fears that some of us may have around mm-hmm. needles and mm-hmm. donation. And they work with us, and they're very gentle for first-time donators. So if there's anyone out there who's thinking that they cannot do it or afraid to do it, mm-hmm. come on out, because we really need for you to show up.
Yes. It's probably some grown men, isn't it?
No, these were actually some young middle-aged people as well.
Afraid of a needle.
Yes, do not like needles. There are just people who don't like needles.
The American Red Cross folks are pros, though, because I had that same fear, because I'll almost pass out in the doctor's office.
Really?
I didn't even know that they'd had that needle, and I'm watching the blood go in the back, and it was fascinating. I wasn't fearful. I wasn't nothing. It was, mm-hmm. but in the doctor's office, it's like, oh, no. But this was, and maybe because I know that my blood is going to help and to maybe say, you know, to do something really good with, you know.
Well, mm-hmm. Charlotta, well, the first time I almost got deferred, Charlotta told me, snap your finger. And I did. So the first reading for my iron levels were low, right? And Charlotta came by, snap your fingers, Donna. And I did. And I was good to go for a donation. So this woman over here, she has some tricks. She knows some things mm-hmm. to allow you to donate if you've been deferred before.
Yes. Well, a lot of times you have to think, your hands are cold. If you're a little nervous and your hands are cold, or even maybe a little clammy mm-hmm. when you come mm-hmm. in and donate. And so sometimes when they do that first prick on your finger to do your hemoglobin, and it comes back and, you know, you're disappointed. You're like, oh. And I just tell people, you know, kind of snap them fingers, get that blood flowing and warm and moving it up. And
bingo.
That's
and it works.
Yes.
Good to know. See? Yes. We learn something new on the show again tonight.
Let me give you another one. Drink lots of water before you come in to donate. And this is why. You want to hydrate yourself anyway. But I always tell someone, if you can get in 32 ounces of water, like right before you donate, when they tie off that vein, what do you think is going to happen? That vein is going to pop up because that uh-huh. water you have in your system. And I mean, and they can quickly find it rather than having to like roll and look for it. Drink that water before you come in to donate.
Okay.
And there's plenty of restrooms there. You don't have to worry.
Yes, we got you. Yes. But you'll be okay. Right. But I'm just saying, though. But yes, drink, hydrate yourself. But usually, and when they get ready to tie off that vein to get ready to, you know, stick you to donate blood.
Mm-hmm.
That you'd be amazed. My husband, them all the time. My husband and my sons all donate in my family. And quickly, never had a problem.
Oh, nice. That's good to know. That's
never had a problem.
All right. And so, anything else before we roll into announcements? Anything?
No. Come out and donate. American Red Cross, Saturday, June 16th, 7:30 a.m. to 1 p.m., 3131 North Vancouver Avenue. Portland, Oregon, 97227. You can call me at 503-528-5582.
You heard her. And then after that event, across the street at the Legacy Emmanuel Hospital Field will be the Juneteenth celebration for Juneteenth, Oregon. It will be starting out with the Clara People's Freedom Trail Parade from 11 until 12. That will start at Safeway on Northeast MLK and Ainsworth and ends at the Legacy Emmanuel Hospital Field, which is right by the American Red Cross where you're going to be donating blood.
Yay.
Also, the Good New Hood, 2018, June the 22nd through the 24th at the King School Park, Northeast Grand Avenue. Festival hours are Friday, June the 22nd, starting at 6 to 10. On Saturday, June the 23rd, 11 to 10. And Sunday, June 24th, starting at 12 p.m. to 10 p.m. And the parade will start Saturday, June the 23rd, at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Legacy Emmanuel Center on the corner of North Williams and North Russell Street. And it will end at King School. And just one more quick announcement. Just want to remind everyone, I announced it last week about on July the 7th, all of you have throwaway stuff that the Humboldt Association and the Emmanuel Church, they're going to have a place. You bring all that stuff that you've been trying to get rid of. Bring it there on July the 7th, 1033 North Sumner. It starts around 9 o'clock until about 1. Come drop your stuff off. This is a good time to do some house cleaning and do the things you need to do. So July 7th. At the Emmanuel Church, 1033 North Sumner.
Thank you. I would like to thank our special guests from the American Red Cross, IBEW Local 48, and the Sigma Gamma Sorority. The Coalition of Black Trade Unionists, excuse me, meets the second Tuesday of every month at 6 p.m. at the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees William Lucy Building, located at 6025 East Burnside in Portland, Oregon. Our next general membership meeting is June 12th, 2018, beginning at 6 p.m. Please join us. Our email address is orcbtu10, that's basically Oregon CBU10, cbtu10 at gmail.com. We would love to hear from you and have you join us in our evolving work representing black union workers in the Pacific Northwest. Thanks again for tuning in to our monthly segment of Labor Radio. We will be back with you the first Monday of July 2018 on KBOO.FM. Holla!
To you, the 9-to-5-er, just making your way home. To you, the all-night driver, out in your cab alone. To you, waiting for lunch break, as the minutes drag so slow. Take courage, turn the volume up, it's Labor Radio.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to present the live broadcast for the 26th annual Good in the Hood Multicultural Music, Arts, and Food Festival. This three-day celebration kicks off Friday, June 22nd, with the Good in the Hood Parade and Festival continuing Saturday, June 23rd, and ending Sunday evening, June 24th. Good in the Hood is back at King School Park at Northeast Grand Avenue. Tune into KBOO starting Saturday afternoon on June 23rd for the live broadcast. More information about Good in the Hood can be found on the KBOO.FM website on the home page.